Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called Shaped to Make a Difference. In these teachings, Pastor Rick uses the acrostic SHAPE, your spiritual gifts, heart, abilities, personality, and experiences, to talk about the way God wired you and why you need to not just know your shape, but use it to do the things God made you to do. In just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get the DVD and workbook study kit for this life-changing series. This extremely popular Shape to Make a Difference study kit is a great way to be a blessing to your family, friends, or small group. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called Following Your Heart.
The closer you get to God, the more energy, the more vitality, the more passion you have in life. The further away you get him, the more bored and apathetic you become with life. You got to open your heart to Jesus. Now notice what he says here, Revelation 3. Jesus says, I am standing and knocking at your door. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and we'll eat together. We'll party together. We'll have fun together. We'll fellowship together. We'll build a relationship. I don't want a religion. God says, I want a relationship with you. Jesus Christ has been standing at the door of your life knocking for a long time. But he's a gentleman. He's not going to bust the door down. You got to open it up. And if you want your heart healed, you must first open it to him. Open your heart to Jesus Christ. Now, after you've opened it, what's the second thing you do? Let him heal it. Let God heal your heart. Now, everybody here has had their heart broken in some way. From some point, maybe by disappointment, maybe by fear, maybe by shame or guilt, maybe by hurt or rejection or ridicule. And I would say to you, as your friend, I'm sorry. I really am. And I care about the hurt that you have gone through as your pastor. I care about it. I do. Because God cares about it. And he's hurt with you. And what was God doing when you were weeping? He was weeping too. In fact, it is in your pain that God is closest to you, whether you realize it or not. Notice what the Bible says. Psalm 34. The Lord is close, not distant. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. How does he do that? How does he save us? He saves us by giving us a heart transplant. He says, you know this heart you've had? It's been beat up. It's been wounded. I'll give you a new one. He specializes in heart transplants. And he says, you know, that heart that's been guilty, I'll give you a heart that's forgiven. That heart that's been resentful, I'll give you a heart that's full of peace. That heart that's anxious, I'll give you a heart that's confident. That heart that's lonely, I'll give you a heart full of love. That heart that has been bitter and angry, I'll give you a heart that is forgiving and loving and generous and kind. And he says, let me do a little heart transplant in you. And he says, I will set you free. Why do we need freedom? Because we're all enslaved. We're slaves to the expectations of other people. What would they think? We're slaves to past memories. We're slaves to future fears. We're slaves to current pressure. We're slaves to the opinions of society, on and on and on. But when Jesus Christ, you open your heart to him and say, I give you not 98% of my heart, 100% of my heart, God, it's yours. And I ask you to heal it. Then you'll say, like David said in the Bible, Psalm 119, I run in the path of your commands. In other words, he's saying, I'm doing what you want me to do, God. I do what you say it, I do it. I run in the path of your commands, for you have set my heart free. If you're going to follow your heart, which God wants you to do, because he put it in you. First, you open it to him. Second, you let him heal it. And third, you listen to it. You need to listen to your heart. Now, you know what the problem is on this? You're going so fast, you don't have time to listen to your heart anymore. You're in so much of a hurry. You're so busy. You're so on the move. You can't even hear your heart anymore. And you need to slow down. The Bible says that God wants you to listen to your heart. And he wants you to look at what you're made to do, and then you'll know what he wants you to do. But you got to slow down. Alabama used to sing this song, "I'm in a hurry to get things done. I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really got to do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and I don't know why. Don't know why I have to drive so fast. My cars have nothing to prove. It's not new, but it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2. Can't be late. I leave in plenty of time shaking hands with the clock. I can't stop. I'm on a roll and I'm ready to rock. I hear a voice that says I'm running behind. I better pick up my pace. It's a race, and there ain't no room for second place. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really got to do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry, and I don't know why." That describes most people today in America. They're speedy with no direction. God says, I want you to listen to your heart. Romans 12:2 says this, 12:3, be honest in your estimate of yourselves. You ask these questions that I wrote there on your outline. What do I love to do? What do I dream of doing? What fascinates me? In other words, I can talk about it or think about it or study it. I don't get bored. It just doesn't bore me. I'm fascinated by this. Where have I been most effective in my life? These are the questions you want to ask yourself in listening to your heart. You know, last week, we baptized an 80-year-old woman out here after the service. We baptized after every service. She wanted to be a small group host. That's pretty cool, an 80-year-old small group host. And she said, you know, I just wish I'd learned years ago that we serve God out of our design, not out of duty. I wish everybody could learn that truth. That's what the Shape series is all about. We serve God out of our design, the way he wired us, shaped us. Our gifts, our heart, our abilities, personality, experiences. We save God out of our design. We serve him that way, not out of duty. I don't serve God out of duty, never have. I'm not forced to do this. I do it because I love God, because he designed me, because when I do what he wired me to do, I'm good at it, and it feels good, and it brings glory to him. That's the way to live. I don't serve God out of force or design or guilt. I serve him out of delight and out of gratitude. The Bible says this up on the screen, make a careful exploration of who you are and the work you've been given. In other words, what he put you in the earth to do, on earth to do. Then sink yourself into that, but don't compare yourself with others. Why? Because they're shaped differently. Number four, open your heart, let God heal your heart, listen to your heart. Number four, look at my options. Find out all you can about what might interest you. And you don't just go out there and say, well, I think I love to do this, and you just go jump into the pool. No, you think about it, you study it, you do your due diligence. The Bible says in Proverbs 19, verse 2, desire, that's your heart, your ambitions, your goals, your love, desire without knowledge is not good. In other words, educated enthusiasm, uneducated enthusiasm. Desire without knowledge is not good, and to be over hasty is to sin and miss the mark. He's saying don't bet the farm without checking it out first. Don't be reckless. Don't be irresponsible. Don't be careless. Do your due diligence before diving in. Just because you love to do it doesn't mean that you're gifted to do it. We talked about that before. Or some of these other areas. You have the experience. You need to check it out first. In other words, let's say you say, well, I love Mexican food, so I'm going to go start a Mexican restaurant. Any former restaurant owners want to give a testimony? That's very tough work. You know, it's like saying, well, I love donuts. I think I'll go start a donut shop. 95% of all business startups fail within 5 years. That's a U.S. labor statistic. Why? Because they have desire without knowledge.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. Now, if you'd like to connect with Pastor Rick online, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. That's PastorRick.com.
Have you ever asked the question, what does God want me to do with my life? Of course you have. And you are not alone. In the Shaped to Make a Difference 6-session DVD study kit created by Pastor Rick Warren and taught by Pastor Eric Reese, you'll see how the acrostic S-H-A-P-E, which stands for Spiritual Gifts, Heart, Abilities, Personality, and Experiences, reveals how God wired you and why you need to not just know your shape, but use it to do the things God made you to do. Whether you're a younger person or you're in your later years, it's never too soon or too late to discover what God has shaped you to do. Today, when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you your very own copy of the 6-session Shaped to Make a Difference DVD and Workbook Study Kit. Availability of this life-changing resource, perfect for solo or small group study, is limited, so contact us right now. You can call 800-600-5004, or you can visit PastorRick.com to get your copy. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Now, let's get back to more great teaching with Pastor Rick Warren.
Let me just give you a little advice. A lot of the things that you think you'd love to do for the rest of your life, if you did them, you'd be bored within a month. They sound good. They sound sexy. Like, man, I'd like to go run a Tahiti resort. Yeah, for about 2 weeks until you realize what's behind running a Tahiti resort. A lot of things sound like, well, I'd really like to go out and jump out and do that. And, you know, I think, you know, I like playing guitar. Therefore, I think I'll just go out and become a rock star. Little prudence, little good sense, little forethought, save some pain. Okay? In other words, he's saying here, check it out. No, I did all of these things before I started Saddleback Church. In 1979, God had put in my heart a love, a desire, a passion to start a church and to build a church that would be a model of what church is really meant to be and to build a healthy, large model for our nation. Well, what did I do? I didn't just go off and do it. First, I read everything I could. I read every book in print on church, on the church, 72 books that I could find, 72 books, read them in 79. I wrote to personally to the 100 largest churches in the United States and asked a series of questions. I actually wrote a letter to every pastor of the churches that were already existing in the Saddleback Valley, asked them a series of questions. I went and studied other churches. I put myself under mentors. I listened. I learned. I studied the areas of Seattle and San Francisco and San Diego and Orange County and all this so that when I came here to start it in January of 1980, I didn't just have a desire. I knew what I was doing. Now, I didn't have any money, no members, no building, no support, but I knew what I was doing. And so you start by looking at all the options. So how do you start going after your heart? Well, I would say first talk to people who are already successful in what you'd like to do. Just go find somebody who's already successful in something you think, I've got a heart for this, and talk to them. By the way, when you meet people who have the same heart as you, have you noticed you like them instantly? Because they got the same interest you do. And you sit down and you talk with them and you go, wow, you like that too? And there's this heart-to-heart connection. Read widely, study, maybe take a trip, go find some, take a course. If you're young enough, maybe you can be an intern somewhere. I would bounce your ideas off your small group. That's one of the reasons we have small groups. The Bible says we need the wisdom of other people. And one of the problems today is people make decisions in a vacuum and don't even think about inviting other people into their life. Go to your small group, and when we're talking about shape, you know, I'm thinking about this. I've always wanted to do this. I've always had a love for this. And what do you think about it? Do you have any advice? Would you pray for me? Do you know anybody to put me in contact? Do you know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody that you could put me in contact with? Use your small group. The Bible says that as believers, we are to encourage each other in our lives. Look at the next verse. You should meet together and encourage each other. That's the value of a small group. And then experiment. That's the biggest thing of all. Just volunteer. Get involved in something. You know, one of the reasons why I believe in all the ministries here at Saddleback is they're often a launching ground for full-time careers. People have started in ministry here volunteering in an area that then they found out, man, I really like doing this, and it gave them an idea on what to do as a career. Okay, number five, last thing. If you're going to follow your heart, launch out in faith. Launch out in faith. You expect God to bless what you're doing. Why wouldn't God bless you if you're doing what he created you to do? If he put it in your heart to do it and you go do it, obviously he's going to bless it. But I want to tell you this. Look up here. There's going to be a fear factor if you start following your heart. I guarantee it. Because there are people in your life who don't want you to follow your heart. They want you to, it scares them. And there will be people who will not want you to follow your heart. And so you have, there's going to be a fear factor. It's like on a trapeze. You swing out on one bar, and before you can grab the other, you got to let go of this one. And you swing out a little over air, and then you grab that one. And from the time you let go of this bar and grab this one, there's a split second where you're hanging in the air 300 feet up in total faith. And nothing's holding you up except God. I have been doing this my entire life. Swinging out, letting go one and grabbing onto the other. And swinging out and letting go one, grabbing. I've been doing it my entire life. You don't know God's all you need till God's all you've got. There will be a test of your faith. It will be a test. If you're going to follow your heart, there will be some barrier or opposition to test your faith. But let me say this. God has given you the most amazing promise. Next to the last verse. Psalm 37, delight yourself in the Lord. What does that mean? It means put God first. It means saying, God, you're number one. I want to do what you want me to do. Not what I want to do, not what my parents wanted me to do. I want to do what you wanted me to do with your life. Delight yourself in the Lord. You're number one. And he will give you, here's the promise, read it with me, the desires of your heart. Wow. What a promise. Delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Now, when you start living your heart, you start following your heart, let me tell you what's going to happen. You're going to stop worrying about status, and you're going to start enjoying significance. Status won't even be important to you anymore, because you've got significance, which is far more important than status. And when you start living following your heart, you're going to stop competing for position. Am I climbing the ladder? And you're going to start enjoying more pleasure because you're being what God made you to be. And when you start living and following your heart, you're going to stop obsessing over money, which isn't really that important. And you're going to start obtaining meaning. Meaning trumps money every day of the week. And you'll come to the point in your life where you realize that purpose trumps prosperity every day of the week. It's always more fulfilling to have something to live for than to have a whole lot to live on. And I could give you a million examples of that. And when you be what God made you to be, stress goes down and satisfaction goes up. And you'll be able to say, like David said, you know, I don't really care about all those people who've got all those things, all those possessions, and prosperity. It's because I've got joy. Last verse. He says, you, Lord, have given me greater joy than those who have abundant harvests of grain and wine. In other words, the fat cats. Let's bow our heads. Which of these heart stoppers have been stopping you from following your heart? Disappointment, fear or guilt, resentment, hurt, ridicule. Jesus Christ wants to unclog your heart today. In John 10:10, he said, I came to give you real life, life in all its fullness, a life better than you ever dreamed of. Would you pray this prayer? Dear Jesus Christ, I open up my heart 100% to you today. You made it. You know what's in it. You know all about it. And I open it to you. You've been knocking at the door. And today I invite you to come into my heart. I ask you, dear God, to heal my heart where it's been bruised and broken, batted around. Would you heal the scars of disappointment and fear and guilt and rejection and bitterness? I'm asking you to give me a new heart today. Help me to listen to my heart, to discover what you made me to love and to be interested in, and the dream that you gave me in my heart. Help me to look at all the options. But once I know it, help me to launch out in faith and to trust you. Today, I say, my heart is yours. I have been shaped to serve you. And I want to do that the rest of my life. In your name I pray. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus, and I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so glad you're with us today. If you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, just go to PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle and click on his social media links. Rick will be back in a moment to close out our time today, but first, have you ever asked the question, what does God want me to do with my life? Of course you have, and you are not alone. God intentionally created you to fulfill a unique purpose. Discover how you can live the full and abundant life God designed for you in the Shape to Make a Difference 6-Session DVD Study Kit, created by Pastor Rick Warren and taught by Pastor Eric Reese. You'll see how the acrostic SHAPE, which stands for Spiritual Gifts, Heart, Abilities, Personality, and Experiences, reveals how God wired you, and why you need not just to know your shape, but use it to do the things God made you to do. Each session includes tools that will help you bring clarity to your future goals and show you how to have the most fulfilling life possible. A life lived for God's purposes, by God's design. No matter your age, it's never too soon or too late to discover what God has shaped you to do. This life-changing resource is perfect for personal or small group study. Today, when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a gift to help share the hope of Jesus Christ with people around the world, we'll send you your very own copy of the Shape to Make a Difference 6-Session DVD and Workbook Study Kit. You can call 800-600-5004, or you can visit PastorRick.com to get yours. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, or 1-800-600-5004. And thank you so much for your support. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Today I want to share a letter from John, who says he's been reading the Daily Hope devotionals for 10 years. Wow, great, John. John says he uses these written devotionals every morning to start his daily prayer and Bible reading, and he writes this. Pastor Rick, I started receiving your Daily Hope devotionals about 10 years ago. Not only did they bless my life and help me with my daily walk, I would save them and send them to my friends when issues or questions would come up. So I look forward every morning to reading these devotionals, which typically start my daily prayer and Bible reading. You know, I recently got my boss signed up for Daily Hope devotionals, and it hit me how powerful they really are. You know, my wife and I decided to support Daily Hope over and above our tithe to our church to help you bring one more to Jesus. Well, John, your message is so special to me. You have really blessed me with this letter because I'm glad for three reasons. First, that you have grown as a Christian through Daily Hope. Second, I'm glad that you're using the Daily Hope to help you study God's Word on a personal basis. And third, I want to thank you for caring enough to help other people that you have given generously of your funds and gifts to help us stay on the air and to allow us to actually even expand into other stations to take the good news of hope to places where it is desperately needed. So, John, thank you, thank you, thank you.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, you can write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.